Good. I want to interview you for my history project about the civil rights movement.
All right. I know all about it.
Okay.
I lived it.
So the first question is, do you feel that the civil rights movement kickstarted change in the United States?
Do I think it started change?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So why do
people
you...
People had not even thought about it not being fair, I guess, that it had just always been that way.
So do you think that, like, that happening is, like, why we're, like, where we are today and why we're, like, more equal?
Yes, I think it definitely is why we are today. Because, you know, back then, the people on that rode a bus had to go to the back of the bus. That's one of the things. You may not want to know this, but that's one of the things that happened. And Rosa Parks, a black lady, said she would sit in the, you know, in the middle of the bus where the white people were. That caused a big ruckus. And then black children or men or women could not go to white colleges. And in Mississippi, there was a man that went enrolled in the white college in Mississippi, the first one. So, and also, when they, they used to have eating places and like drug stores and things like that where they had a counter and stools. The black people were never allowed to eat in those places. There was lots of things they were not allowed to do. Which you think back, that seems awfully strange. But we didn't think anything about it at the time.
So what did you experience during the civil rights movement? Because I know you were like a teacher when all this was going on.
I was one.
You were a teacher when all of this was going on.
Yeah, most of it happened before I started. I was a teacher. But when I was a student, we did not have any black students in our school, ever. We didn't even think anything about it. The black kids had their own schools. And, but I was one of the first ones, I guess, that was in Fort Worth, that when black kids started coming to the schools. I know I taught second grade. And there were two of us in that school that taught second grade. And one of them was older, and I was the young one. And she came to me and asked me if a black student enrolled in that school, that she could not teach a black student. And she wanted to know if I would take that student. And I said I would. But we never did have one that year. But then, when I moved to another school, I had the first black student that enrolled in that school in first grade. And as through the years, he came back to see me. You know, it was really important to him that he went to a white school.
So were you ever judged based on your personal opinion of segregation?
Okay, say that again. Was I ever judged? What?
Were you ever judged based on your personal opinions of, like, everything that was going on?
I don't think so. I think, you know, they did it in a the right way. They marched without violence. That was what Martin Luther King. If they had been protesting in violence, you know, guns and things, it would have been a lot different. But I think people realized that we had been doing wrong by the black people. They couldn't vote. they couldn't, a lot of things we did, they couldn't do. So it made it more fair.
Yeah, I didn't know that they couldn't go to white colleges. I didn't know that. I just thought that they, like, segregated people with, like, restaurants.
Yeah. No, they couldn't go to white colleges. The first one was, what was his name? Meredith Watt, Johnny? His last name was Meredith, anyway. He was the first one that he enrolled in a Mississippi white college. He was the first one.
So when you were like teaching and there were like black kids in your school at the one that you did, were they ever like bullied or was there ever like hate towards them in school by like other kids?
No, I don't think they would be treated at all. Of course, I probably been in elementary school. They might have been in high school or something, you know, left out of things. Things like that, but in elementary, Johnny wants to say something. Okay. Johnny said they could vote, but in the South, they passed poll taxes. In other words, you had to pay, and if they didn't have a poll tax, they couldn't vote.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Were you ever active in the civil rights movement?
Was I ever what?
Active in the civil rights movement.
No, I really wasn't. It just happened, you know. I just watch it on TV mainly.
Yeah.
Your mother was a baby when this most of this happened, when they were marching and everything. And I'd watch it on TV, but I never was active in it.
Let's see. So basically, I just wanted to like. What was, like, happening? Like, what were people just starting to, like, realize what was going on and, like, want to change?
I think they did. I think they realized, you know, when during this time they could not go to the white restrooms. They had their own restrooms. They could not drink out of a white water fountain. They could a lot of things they couldn't do that white people did. I think white people realized it was not fair. And slowly, very slowly, they changed over. But most of the time, it was nonviolent. There was no fighting.
Did you know anyone that was, like, for segregation? Or, like, someone that...
For segregation. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that were for segregation. And some people to me are still for segregation. Yeah, I did know people that were not for it, you know. Because it had never happened before. They had never been around black people. It was like two different societies.
So do you think that, like, all the movements today, like the Black Lives Matter movement and just, like, all those, do you think they're similar to what happened back then?
Do I think they were?
Do you think that those, like, today's movements are similar to what happened back then?
Well... I think they've realized that they were wrong, that we, you know, it was wrong to do that.
Did you have, like, black friends
No, I did not have any black friends. There were no black people in my school. There were no black people that came into the black community. Like, you know, they didn't go to the grocery stores or the drug stores. They had their own places that they shopped. So I really was not around black people, hardly any, ever.
So like your whole life, you're just kind of like never really around black people?
My whole life I was what?
So like your whole life you were never really around?
Not really. You know, I see them when I come to like Fort Worth and department stores. Like I say, they would have to go to the black restroom in the white. But they really didn't, I never was around them that much at all. In the small towns, you know, they had black people, but they lived on their side of the town, and they did not come around white people.
Did you ever think anything of that, of like how they didn't really ever come, like how they had a different life, like they?
No, I never think anything about that, because I didn't know that they did not get. I thought they wanted to be that, and I guess. Because they never attempted to come to the white side of town, you know. It's like we lived in two different towns.
Do you know anyone that, like, talked to black people that, like, had, that, like, were close with, like, had black friends and, like?
I didn't know anyone that had black friends at all.
Did you know anyone that like was active in the civil rights movement?
No, I really didn't. I didn't know anyone active in the civil rights movement. I guess we were all active in it because, you know, we listened to it on the TV and things. But I never did march or know anybody that marched or anything like that.
Do you have any, like, stories from that time? Like, any interesting, like...
stories? I can't think of any, except, you know, I've told you that my daddy was the superintendent of all the schools in a town, and that I would go with him a lot to the black schools, but they never came over to the white side, but we would go over to hear programs and visit things like that at the black schools. But that was all that was ever around him.
Did he care more about the white schools than the black schools?
Did your dad, like, have any bias?
Did my daddy what?
Did your dad have any, like, bias? Or, like, preference? Like, did he...
the white schools?
Like, did he think of, like, the white schools and the black schools differently?
Yes, I guess he did think of them differently. He talked to the teachers in those schools, but it was separate. It was not together at all.
Were there teachers in black schools?
Were there white teachers in the black schools, or did they just have black teachers?
Yeah. No, there were no white teachers in the black schools. And no black teachers at the white schools. And the black people, when they would come to our house to ask school questions, you know, maybe they had a kid that got in trouble or something, they would always come to the back door. They never came to the front door. That was one of the things that was not accepted, was for a black person to come to a front door and knock on the door. They had to go to the back door.
Would your dad feel like that was what they were supposed to do? Or did he feel comfortable about that?
Was your dad, like, did he feel like that was what they were supposed to do? Like, did he, like, did y'all not think anything of them coming to the back door? Did everyone just, like, normalize everything?
Well, I asked one time why they came to the back door. I just thought that was terrible that they would come to the back door, and he said that's just the way things are.
So did he agree?
That's what they're supposed to do.
Did he like that?
I don't think he would have minded if they came to the front door, but they knew that they were supposed to go to the back door of a White House.
When did that start changing?
So when did that start changing? Like, when did...
I guess it started changing in about 1955, probably. They started segregating the schools, and then it's just, it slowly changed. And then, of course, Martin Luther King had a lot to do with that, you know, with the marching and telling them what they should be able to do and not do, you know, that it should be free for everybody.
How did your dad feel about segregation?
What it was?
How did your dad feel about segregation?
Well, I really never did hear him say anything about it, but, you know, I think he was for segregation because that's the way it had always been.
Did he have personal opinions?
But, you know, when they started coming to the schools, he accepted that too.
So was he just like, because it was like all he'd ever known, but when it was like, started like changing, he wasn't like.
Yeah, he wasn't that much against it, I don't think. You know, he went along with the law.
So he was pretty accepting of like all the changes in the movement.
Yes, he was.
Oh, and in the schools. Did they have like different curriculums for the white schools than they did?
I don't think they had a different curriculum. I think they had the same curriculum.
Did they have different rules? Did they have different rules?
No. I think they had probably the same rules.
So did you think that white schools were like better than black schools? Like were they more like wealthy and more like funded?
The white schools had more funds than the black schools.
So is that on purpose or just because, like, white people...
No, I think it was on purpose.
Did your dad have any control over, like, the funding of schools? Or did he just, like, oversee all of them?
Yeah. No, I don't think he had anything over there. I think the state had that, you know, funded the schools.
Were there people that were like trying to improve black schooling, or was it more just like the whole overall like treatment of black people?
Yeah, I think the black teachers had control of the black schools, and they were the ones who, you know, taught them, and the white teachers taught the white kids.
So, is there anything that you want to, like, add or anything that you think is, like, that you would want people to know?
Well, I think that it's morally right the way it is right now, that everybody should have a free choice of, you know, education and everything that they can vote, they can do everything anyone else can do. I think that's what it should be, and it is now, I think.
So you think that the way that it is now is, like, a lot better than what we had before?
Yes, absolutely, a lot better. But we didn't know that the other was wrong because that's all we'd ever known, you know.
Okay. That was the interview.
That's it. Hope it helps you.
Thank you so much, Meemaw.
Okay.
I love
you.
You're
welcome. I love you too. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I totally forgot that Dad Allen was a superintendent.
Yeah, I could tell.
You kept
fucking, you're like.
Yeah, I realized that and I was like, because I knew that he was